KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Later in the hour, we're going to connect with Zach Mettler. He's sitting in for Glenn Stanton today from the Daily Citizen and focused on the family. Victory on the topic of abortion. We'll get to that along with Emma Waters with the Heritage Foundation. We kind of walked through a story found in the Daily Signal. And, you know, scouting isn't what it used to be. You know, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of America, now Scouting USA. We're going to let you know where that's gone to and what options there are in light of that that you can choose from instead as an alternative. We hear from the president of the National Religious Broadcasters. Troy Miller is going to join us to let us know how they are celebrating our nation's semi-quincentennial and how you can be a part of that. And then we'll wrap up the show with Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, our Friday financial update. Have you heard about the Trump accounts designed to be a savings tool for those under the age of 18? All that and more coming up on ABQ Connect. We're going to kick off the show, welcoming into studio Luke Wyrene, who is a great assistant to all of us in walking through the various ministries at Love NM. Clay Schroff, who heads up the Love NM ministry here on the campus of Calvary Church Albuquerque. But let me say this on the onset, that ministry designed to equip the church in general, regardless of where you attend church, to come alongside each other and get work done in our community. Part of that work is foster and respite care, and Dominic Martinez is the name at the Calvary Church campus, again, available to the general public in ways of assisting you, walking through foster care, respite care, adoption. If that's something you're interested in doing, you're already doing, or you know someone who is. He's everything and all in that regard. Dominic, Clay, and Luke, guys, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thanks for having us on, Steve.
Always, always glad to have you in. So, guys, with the time we have, let's walk through the foster care ministry and really the focus and you know, the focus, Dominic, with the work you're doing with Love NM.
Yeah, of course. So I just want to start with what's kind of our vision. We're trying to build a compassionate Christ-centered network that equips anyone who's involved with foster care or respite ministry. That's either if you have children in your care, or you're interested in having children in your care, or you want to come alongside and partner with those who have children in their care. We look at bio families and working with CYFD as well, as they're on the front line of this work.
Okay, now, you know, primarily we this megaphone, KLYT, speaks to New Mexico, specifically the church. And I'm going to set you up. You ready for the spike? You just get to nail this one, okay? Why should the body of Christ have this absolutely on their radar?
You know, I believe, and I think that the whole church should believe, that every life matters from womb to tomb. That means we need to step up. We've been called directly to care for widows and orphans. Here's your chance. Here's your opportunity. God's called us to serve. Now here's our chance to get involved.
And there is opportunity. One of the things we want to make sure to mention, and we can come back to it hopefully more than once, you know, as we walk through this, you know, I can hear the people driving out there or listening in their office or at home. Oh, I've got a question, and they're raising their hands, okay? And we actually don't have time to open up the phone lines for this segment today. Another time we could, you know, maybe spend some more time doing that. But there is a monthly meeting. Now, it is on the campus of Calvary Church Albuquerque on Osuna, west of Jefferson. And I'm going to reiterate, doesn't matter where you plant yourself on a Sunday, you're invited to this meeting. This is the body of Christ coming together to serve in way of foster care, respite care, adoption, and what have you. But it's happening the first Sunday of each month on the campus of Calvary Church Albuquerque. Did we nail down, is that H3?
It's an H3.
Okay, it's an H3. If you go to calvarynm.church. Right on the homepage, you'll find a place to click to see a map of the campus of Calvary Church Albuquerque, and you'll find H3 on that map. Write that down. And if you're listening, you're driving, I can't write that down. Call Calvary Church. And I'm going to give the phone number. Again, you may not write it down, but you can certainly find the phone number. Find it under the contact at calvarynm.church. The front desk is 505-344-0880. What's some of the stuff right now that's happening, aside from the monthly meeting, Dominic, you want to share?
Yeah, we're very excited to share. We just were able to bring in some speakers from the Shiloh Project, and they were able to talk to a CYFD.
Yeah.
Help them with some of the stuff they're going through.
And our audience should be familiar with Shiloh. We've had them on more than once, doing great work in Colorado. But what a great model.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Between that and our monthly meetings, we get to talk about how do we meet the specific needs for the families that are engaging with us right now. That could be something as simple as, hey, they need a bed or a meal train, all the way through how do we help them navigate this bureaucratic system that they're going to be living in for a long time.
Yeah. Now, speak to the person who hears that. Oh, man, red tape. Can't do this, man. Give them some encouragement. Give them reasons to not be listening to those voices.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, as I've seen in the kids that we've had in our life and the kids that our friends have had in their lives, we watch them accomplish these milestones and grow. One of the most rewarding experiences for me is when I get to watch one of our kids walk forward on a Sunday morning, answer that altar call, knowing that God put us together for a reason, for a season, and that we got to impact this kid's life for eternity.
Yeah. Dominic, quickly, tell us your story. What drew you into this?
For me personally, so I was blessed to grow up in a broken home, which gives me the ability and understanding and compassion to say, you know what, not every story is different. Every story matters. I wanted to, and my wife wanted to, do foster care since we'd met, or as part of our dating. And we decided we shouldn't wait until, you know, we've retired and our kids have moved on and grown out of the house. We said, let's do this now. Mm. You know, we talked to some of our friends that grew up in foster homes as the biological children with foster siblings, and the blessings they had in their life, the compassion that they learned, the amount that they grew, the examples that they are today. I said, why wouldn't I want that for my own kids, right? It's not easy. It's one of the hardest jobs you'll ever take on, but it's also the most rewarding.
Yeah, well, you know, anything that's the case with anything that brings great reward off, you know, nothing. Anyone comes up to you and says, let me tell you, easy money, here's how you, right? Buyer beware. So there, it does take quite a bit of investment. And listen, I'm going to guess, Clay, not only you, but I'm going to guess Dominic, both of your time, that introduction to respite or foster or adoption, that someone came alongside you guys.
They did. And you know, it's a hard process. Don't let anyone fool you. We're never going to try to talk you into foster care, adoptive ministry or doing it because it's easy, because it's hard. But you know, the really cool thing is when you get someone who loves the kids the way that you do, that loves the Lord, and they're able to wrap their arms around you, the journey's a lot easier.
Okay, with the couple minutes that we have left, and I'm going to throw it back to you guys, we've already kind of talked about ways people can get involved, whether it's the monthly meeting, the first Sunday at 1 o'clock at Calvary Church Albuquerque. And again, you can find H3, the room where that's happening, on the website at calvarynm.church. But, you know, some calls to action for the Christians that are listening. We've already given a couple, but I want to give you opportunity if there's any more you want to do in that vein. And then takeaways from our conversation in the 2 minutes or so we have left.
Yeah, absolutely. So not everyone's called to be a foster parent. Maybe some people listening are. And maybe right now this is what you needed to hear to take that next step. We encourage you to do that. But maybe if you're not called to be a foster parent, you can come alongside a foster family. You can provide that support and create that safety net for that family and for that child to make their load a little lighter. And those needs they're highly varied, they family to family, from kid to kid. So what we encourage you to do is come out, participate, and talk with us, and we'll find specific needs. We'll find what your gifting is. Maybe you're a handyman, and you can go help fix up someone's house when a kid's coming into care. Or perhaps, you know, you're a tutor and you can help these kids learn some skills that they need for school, maybe where they're lagging a little behind, or perhaps you've got a great set of life skills and you want to impart those on someone else. Whatever your gifting is, there's a need. We have it. Just come and help us out. That's the main takeaway I would say for that. And the last thing I want to say is I want to paint a picture of what success could look like. Let's just say we get the church to rally around these kids. I'm going to steal this from you because I love how it sounds. We want New Mexico to be the best place it is to be a kid.
Mm.
Right. And right now, that's not the truth.
No, it's not.
And until the body of Christ steps up and steps in,
yeah,
we're going to have a big gap to fill.
There's work to be done, and the laborers are few, not only in the gospel, but this is part of the delivering the gospel because we're loving the kids that he calls us to. And in doing so, the most loving thing we can do is share that with them the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then through our actions, show them the love of Christ as well. Clay, any closing thoughts in the last few seconds here?
No, we're really thankful for Dominic and his wife and the commitment that they've made to the children here in New Mexico and the people who are doing what they should be doing. You know, the church, the body of Christ, no matter where you put yourself and we have to step up and change. If we don't change our youth, our future is bleak. And one way we can do that is to care for those children who haven't been placed in good homes. So, you know, pray about it,
yeah,
and then reach out.
All right. Well, I want to thank Clay Schroff, a pastor on staff here at Calvary Church Albuquerque. Luke, who you work side by side with Clay, Luke Wyrene, and Dominic Martinez, who oversees the foster respite and adoption care at Calvary Church Albuquerque with Love NM. And again, regardless of which church you're at, where you are in this, reach out. You can call 344-0880 or look for ways to contact the church and ask for Clay at calvarynm.church. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.